It's a very, very personal, special relationship. And Yitz Hashem, I hope to have that same relationship with all of you at some point during your stays in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chonimus Kalmish, the Piatziner, wrote two very, very, very seminal works on Chinuch, Chovas HaTalmidim and Hachsharas HaAvreichim. I'd like tonight to, since you're here for the summer, to be involved in Chinuch in the most meaningful personal manner. I'd like to share with you some insights of what does it mean to work with the Talmud, and what does it mean to be a Rebbe? What does it mean to have that relationship with another individual? And hopefully, I'm speaking to myself also, that it'll impact on me as well, but I hope it'll help impact on you in terms of what you should be stressing in the relationships that Rav Benovitz spoke about a few minutes ago, that hopefully you're going to build with each and every young man that you're going to be working with. There's a story that I heard from my father, Zecher Tzadok Levracha, many, many years ago about an itinerant preacher, a magid, a darshan, who used to go from town to town in Europe in order to make a living. The only problem was they only had one drasha. He had a drasha on Parshas Korach. So he found a dog, he named the dog Korach, and he trained the dog that whenever he begins to get to speak, the dog should begin to bark. And so he would get up in a shul, he would begin to speak, the dog would begin to bark, and he'd say, Korach, quiet, quiet. Oh, now that we're speaking about Korach, and he would continue with his one drasha on Korach. So I want to talk to you about Parshas Korach. But I'd also like to talk to you about Parshas Chukas, and I'd also like to talk to you about Parshas Balak, because in the Hasidic world, these three parshios are really one. Each name of the parsha has three letters, Korach, Chukas, Balak. They share in common a kuf, 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 kuf. In the Hasidic world, this is the world of Kedusha. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. I'm not a Hasidic Rebbe, but I would tend to assume that since the kuf is moving from the beginning of the three letters to the middle of the three letters to the end of the three letters, when you move from Korach to Chukas to Balak, that we're dealing over here with a challenge in Korach to the Kedusha from Briyas HaOlam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created levels of Kedusha, of Kohuna and Leviyah and Yisrael. That was challenged by Korach. Yan ki lo he'eminu bi lahakdisheni, Parshas Chukas deals with a challenge in terms of seeing the Kedusha in Klal Yisrael presently, Shimuna Hamorim. Sometimes we have that sense of wanting to give Musar to Klal Yisrael and not realizing the inherent Kedusha of Klal Yisrael in the present, in Parshas Chukas. And Parshas Balak, that which was hidden from us, but which was known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was an attempt to undermine the future Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So Kadosh, 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 the Kedusha of the past, the Kedusha of the present, the Kedusha of the future, that's what these parshios represent. And I'd like to begin, again, moving back to the world of Chinuch, with the parsha of Korach. We know that one of the main building blocks of Chinuch, and this the Piatziner stresses in Chovas HaTalmidim, is giving our Talmidim a concept, it's a Hebrew word but with a Yiddish intonation, she'ifos, giving them a sense of an ambition, of a desire to grow above and beyond, to be a Gadol B'Torah, to be a Talmud Chacham, to be someone who finds himself in all areas, that they look at the Rebbeim and they'll say, I can get there. I can be like them. They also are English-speaking. They also grew up in America. They also began where I'm beginning, and I can be like them. And I want, if I push myself, I can be like them. And we want to stress this concept of the positive world of she'ifos. There is a strange Ramah at the end, in Yoredeya, the end of Siman Pei Aleph, Siman Pei Aleph is Dvarim Hayotzim Min HaChai. So at the end of the Siman, the Mechaber says that which is obvious to us, but we have to understand why, that a mother's milk is mutter, even though a human being is Asur Ba'achila. But the mother's milk, that normally the principle of Hayotzim Min HaTamei Tamei, a mother's milk is mutter. A child is allowed to nurse from his mother. But the Ramah points out that preferably a Jewish child should not nurse from a non-Jewish woman. That there is a concept of a nursing maid, a wet maid, and that the Jewish child should have a Jewish nursing, not rather than a non-Jewish nursing if possible. And the Gra over there in Yoredeya says, what is the source of this Ramah? It's a Rashba. And what is the source of the Rashba? The source of the Rashba is the story that we find in Parasha Shmos, where Miriam tells Bitya Bas Paro, Batomar Achosel El Bas Paro, Ha'elech v'karasi lach isha minekes min ha'ivriyot v'teinik lach et hayeled. And Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, as a baby, refused to nurse, refused to suckle from the non-Jewish women, from the Mitzriot. And so Miriam said, should I bring you a Jewish woman? Why was Moshe so stubborn? So Rashi points out, Lefisha ya'asid ledaber im hashchina. That since Moshe Rabbeinu had this intuition that it was going to be a direct contact between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be that his mouth would have suckled from a non-Jewish mother, and therefore he insisted on having a Jewish source of milk? Okay, fascinating medrash. But what in the world does it have to do with Ploni and Almoni, with us, with every Jewish child for generations? We don't speak to the Shechina. Why should we have on us this minhag of not l'chatchila, of not nursing from a non-Jewish woman? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked the question, and he answers because of Sheifos, that every Jewish child should be raised to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jewish child should be raised that maybe he'll be a Navi, maybe he'll be Mashiach, maybe he's going to be the next leader, and he's going to be Medaber Im HaShechina, and so we should raise with that in mind. So if there's this concept of Sheifos, here we have a problem then in Parshas Korach. Korach had Sheifos. He wanted to be a Kohen. He wanted to be a Kohen Gadol. Those Lechora, that's a very, very positive trait that Korach had. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, Dafka, attack that trait? Hama'at mikem, is it nothing for you? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Ki hivdil l'elokei Yisrael v'eschem me'adas Yisrael l'akriv eschem l'avodes avodas mishkan Hashem v'ramod l'fnei ha'edel l'shorsam v'yakrev otcha v'yakol achecha b'nei revi yitach u'bikashtem kam kohuna. L'chora, the aveira of Korach, that which was the core, the essence of the issue for which he had to be swallowed up by the earth, was not his sheifos. L'chora, the problem was that he was a kofer. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah has a whole perek on Moshe Rabbeinu, and perek Ches, and he says that Korach was kofer in the essence of what Moshe Rabbeinu represented. Moshe Rabbeinu represented Torah Sheba'al Peh. He represented the Dibur El Hashchina. That's what Korach, that was his aveira. He was kofer in Torah Sheba'al Peh. But the fact that he wanted to be a Kohen, shouldn't we all want to be Kohanim? And those of us who are Kohanim, shouldn't we want to be Kohanim Gedolim? And shouldn't we yearn for Binyan Beis Hamikdash when we be able to express ourselves, to fulfill ourselves? I don't know. I want to be a Kohen. I'd love to be a Kohen. I don't want to be in the grandstand. I'd like to be on the playing field. I'd like to be in the Beis Hamikdash, to be Mamish, with the Korbanos and the Machshavos, and that my Machshava would make a Korban and bring it to a level of linking into the Olamos HaElyonim. Wow! What's wrong with such a Sheifa? So I think the answer is found in a Gemara that I think all of you know, have learned at one time. I don't know how many of you have learned it inside, but you all know the story of Rachel Bas Kalba Savua, and the Gemara in the Darim tells us that when she married Rabbi Akiva, she was the one, Shaliva Shelachem Shalai, she is the Seor Shebeisa, she is what brought him to learning. She's the one who told him, Zil, go, Have Beirav, go to learn. go to learn for 12 years. If you listen to me, go to learn for 24 years. Learn, grow, big. In other words, she was the one who pushed him. But the Gemara over there tells two stories that occurred before she told Akiva, the shepherd, Zeal, go, have a Beirav. And the two stories you're aware of, that when they got married, Rachel's father put them in Nidui. He refused to have anything to do with them. He refused to allow them, even though he was one of the wealthiest individuals in Eretz Yisrael and in Yerushalayim, he refused to give them anything, a penny, and they lived in a barn, in straw, Tivna, and the Rabbi Akiva every morning would take the straw out of the hair of Rachel. And the two stories are that once when he was taking the straw out of the hair, he told her, I'm going at some point to bring you a Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. I'm going to bring you the most precious of all jewelry to be in your hair instead of this straw. And then, the Gemara tells us, there was another story that when he was taking the hair out of her, the straw out of her hair, then there was a knock on the door, and there was Eliyahu Hanavi disguised as a pauper, as a very poor person. And this individual, when he knocked on the door, said, can you help me? My wife just gave birth, and we have nothing. We don't even have straw. And if you could share with us some of your straw that we'd be able to put the baby in like a little into like a little carriage of straw, it would be very meaningful to us. And Rabbi Akiva took their only possession, their straw, and he shared it with this ani, and he turned to Rachel and said, wow, look at us. We have straw. That poor fellow, he doesn't even have straw. We can do tzedakah. We can give from what we have. At that point, after those two stories, Rachel said to Akiva, Zil have beirav. So it appears in the Gemara that there's some connection. There's some interlocking over here between these two stories and going to learn. And I heard, sometimes you hear something like it can last like 25, 30 years. So I must have heard this 25 or 30 years ago. I was in Bnei Brak. I was at an Erusin of one of my wife's cousin's sons. And you know, like you know, Erusin, you sort of look at your watch, like when can I escape? You know, like, I don't know anyone there, etc. And then the young man's Rebbe got up to speak. His name is Rav Nissen Kaplan. He gives a chabura in the Mir. He has a community now in Yerushalayim. He also was a Masada Kedushin from one of my daughters who married one of his Talmidim. And he said the following vort. Once I reminded of him, he'd even forgotten that he had said it, but it made such an impact on me. He said that in order to grow in learning, one needs two characteristics. And only when Rachel saw that Akiva had those two characteristics did she send him to learn. And the world of Chinuch is teaching our Talmidim to have these two parts of their personality. One of them is what we spoke about a bit earlier, to have she'ifot, to have ambitions, to think big, to think about, to dream about the future. That Akiva could dream that when he had nothing, he was going to get his wife a Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. He was going to give her the most beautiful, meaningful, expensive piece of jewelry. You look at him, he's a shepherd. He's living in straw. But he saw that there could be a different life. He saw that he could be someone else. And that was part of whom he was. But that is not enough. It's not enough to have shifos. And that's why Rachel didn't say after that, go learn. She waited, and there was another incident at which she saw that he was sameach bechelko, that he was happy with what he had. He had straw. And he was so happy that he had straw, and that someone else didn't have straw, and he was able to share that with someone else. And when Rachel saw that he had those two characteristics, he had she'ifos, and he was sameach bechelko, she sent him to learn. Think to yourself that you're learning with someone, and you learn with him a Rashi. You learn with him an Amud of Gemara. How does he view that? If he views that, wow, I learned a Rashi, I learned an Amud of Gemara, Nachon, I want to be a great Talmud Chacham. But look at what I did. I just understood something I never understood. I began my journey. He has a great future ahead of him. But if he says, what I'm doing is nothing, it's meaningless. What's Rashi? What's an Amud of Gemara? Look at the Beis Medrash. It's nothing. I'm not going to be anything until I'm everything. He's never going to be anything. Sheifos alone aren't going to pull you anywhere unless you're Sameach Bechelko. And to be Sameach Bechelko without Sheifos, you're going to sit and read Tehillim the rest of your life. You're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to move. You have to have both the Sameach Bechelko and the Sheifot. Korach had Sheifot. Ubikashtem gam kahuna. But he was missing a Sameach Bechelko. Hama'at mikem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't you realize who you are? Don't you realize you're a Levi? You're one of the Nosei Ha'aron? In other words, realize who you are. Be happy with what you have. If you're happy with what you have and you have Sheifos, that combination can bring about a tremendous growth. One of them without the other is simply a prescription for disaster. For Korach, his disaster was having Sheifot without Sameach Bechelko. For another individual that Shlomo HaMelech describes in Mishlei, it's just a sense of laziness. I'm so Sameach Bechelki that I'm not pushing myself to do anything. So we should try as much as possible to instill in our Talmidim, or if they have the basis, to have it grow, that they should really, really appreciate every word of Torah that they are learning, to realize that that is the ikar of life, that they are in a Beis Medrash. Ki heim chayenu v'orech yamenu. They're learning Torah. They're learning Torah now in Eretz Yisrael. There's a statement in the Medrash Shochar Tov on the pasuk Dirshu Hashem v'uzo bakshu panav tamid. On that pasuk, the Shochar Tov says, Haroa liros shchina v'chayav. Does someone want to be as close to Moshe Rabbeinu as possible? Sheyulma Torah be'eretz Yisrael. Learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael, to be sameach b'chelteinu, ashreinu matov chelteinu, that we have that opportunity, and then on top of that, to have the sheifos, to begin to move and to grow and to build ourselves, amud after amud, and rashi after rashi, that's the chovas ha-talmidim, that's what we should be involved in, that's what was missing in the life of Korach. The etzim, that's not only Korach, but that's also Parshas HaShavua. That's also what we find in Bilam. That's what we have in Pirkei Avos. In Pirkei Avos, in Perek He, you know the Mishnah, Kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosh dvarim halalu mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu, u'shlosh dvarim acherim mitalmidav shel Bilam harasha. What are talmidav shel Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, our role model, ayin tova, ruach nemucha, v'nefesh shifala. Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shfala. Says the Rambam in his Perish HaMishnayos, these are all three manifestations of Sameach Bechelko. Ayin Tova, that we look around and we see other people learning and we're thrilled. Let everyone have theirs. I'm Sameach Bechelki. Let them be Sameach Bechelkam. A total lack of any sense of kin'ah. Look at another person and he's able to understand something that I can't. Wow. Halavai, he'll be sameach in his chelak, like I'm sameach in my chelak. And ruach nemucha, to have a sense of anava, to realize that Kosh Baruch Hu gave each of us a unique personality, and this is who we are, and this is letov lanu, and everything that we have is simply a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sameach bechelki in terms of no kina. I'm sameach bechelki in terms of not searching kavod, and a level of nefesh shefala, I have, in other words, that which I need, I have. I don't have taivas for that which I don't need. That's Talmidav Shavram Avinu to me, Sameach Bechelko. But it has to have another part as well, and that's where the Mishnah continues, that ma bein Talmidav Shavram Avinu l'Talmidav Shebilam HaRasha, Talmidav Shavram Avinu ochlin bi olam hazeh v'nochal in olam haba, she'ne'emar l'hanchi lo'ava yesh va'otzro sehem amalei. Those of us who have learned a bit of Gemara said, wait, that pasuk is found in Baba Basra, for those who are learning Daf Yomi, that pasuk is found in Sukkah, for those fellows who next year is going to be learning Sukkah, that pasuk describes Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, the smallest, the weakest of the Talmidim, of Hillel HaZaken, what is said about him? Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Alav Amru, Shalo Hiniach, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Hagados, Dikduke Torah, Dikduke Sofrim, Kalim, Chamurim, Zeroshavos, Tkufos, Gematrios, Sichos, Malachi, Ashares, Sichos, Shadim, Sichos, Dekolim, Bishalos, Kofsim, Bishalos, Shu'alim, Dover, Duadol, Vedover, Katan, Dover, Godol, Maisa, Merkava, Vedover, Katan, Havayas, Vareva, Rava, Shene, Emar, Lekaye, Mashene, Emar, Lahanchilo, Havayesh, Vaotro, Sehem, Amalei. This is what a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, these are his she'ifas. These are his she'ifas, to be someone who is sholeit in all of Torah, in all of the sides of Torah. But it comes along with the Ayin Tova and the Ruach Nemucha and the Nefesh Shfala. It comes along with being Sameach Bechelko. That combination is Talmidah of Avraham Avinu. Having only the she'ifas, that's Korach, that's Bila. Shol she'elu mi talmidim shel Bilam. The Nesiva Shalom points out that when it speaks about talmidim shel Bilam, it's not speaking about some Russia in the middle of the Ukraine. The talmidim shel Bilam is your chavrusa in the Beis Medrash. You can have two chavrusas. One of them is talmidim shel Avinu, and one of them is talmidim shel Bilam HaRasha. They can be chavrusas, but one of them has the midos that are necessary to grow as a talmid, and the other one, unfortunately, is missing those midos, and sofo lo aleinu yoresh gehenom. So this is what we have on the side of of chovas hatalmidim. I just want to speak a few minutes about what it means to be a rebbe, about hachsharas haavrechim. And this is from Parashas Chukas. If we spoke about Korach and Balak, and we have a Kadosh, 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 we have to fit in Parashas Chukas as well. There's, in the Perush of Rav Shimshon Fall Hirsch, on Parashas Chukas, he quotes a Mishnah in Bechoros. The Mishnah in Bechoros says as follows. It's in the fourth parak of Bechoros, in the Shas Bavli, I think it's on Daf Kaftes. It says as follows. Hanotel Secharo Ladun, if someone takes money for being a Dayan, Dinav Betalim. Not only is it wrong, but it's mafkia, his whole essence of being a Dayan. His psak is batel. Lahaid, if someone takes money for being an aid, Edusav Betalim. We're going to throw him out of court. We're not going to accept his testimony. Lahazos ulekadesh, that's the connection between Parashas Chukas. If a Kohen were to take money for being mazeh, for sprinkling the mei para aduma on an individual to metaher him, or lekadesh, or even to create the mei para aduma by putting the efer into the water, if a Kohen were to expect a salary for either of these two actions, meimav meima ara, the mei para aduma, which is so precious, which is so needed by Klal Yisrael, would be viewed as stam water of a cave, the eferu efer makla, and that efer of the para aduma that we wait years upon years between Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra, there was no para aduma. Talking about hundreds of years, there was no para aduma. That efer would turn into the efer of a cigarette, efer makla. It's meaningless. It's just nothing. What is going on over here? Sof kol sof. The person wants a salary. Magia, for him, a salary. It takes time to be mazah. It takes time to be a dayan. It takes time. You have to go out of your way to be an aid. So the Gemara explains, Menohane mile. Amar Rav Yehuda, Marav, Damar Kra, Re'eli madati etchem Torah u'mitzvos. That we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, I'm your teacher. I'm teaching you Torah u'mitzvos. Ma ani b'chinam, af ata b'chinam. Just as I never asked for a salary for teaching you, when you teach others, I don't want you to ask for a salary. You can get your schar batala, you can get your babysitting money, but a salary for being a Talmud Chacham, that the same way I don't get a salary, you don't get a salary. It's just very, very strange. This is where Shimshon Fall Hirsch was bothered. Okay, we have a Gzeras HaKasuf by Talmud Torah, but what does it have to do with being a Dayan? And what does it have to do with being an aid? And what does it have to do with being Metaher Temeim? If you want to say you can't get a salary for doing something connected with Kedusha, but a Moel gets a salary, and a Sofer Stam gets a salary for writing tefillin and writing mezuzahs and even writing the Sefer Torah, he's allowed to ask for a salary. And a Shochet gets a salary, so why a Mohel and a Shochet and a Sofer are allowed to get salaries, but the Dayan and the Aid and the Mazah are not allowed to get salaries? What do we compare to the world of Talmud Torah, and what don't we compare to the world of Talmud Torah? And Rav Shimon Shneur Frohl Hirsch in his Perush in German left this as a question. At some point, he came up with an answer that he put in the side, and it's already built into the Hebrew translation. I never checked the English translation. I assume probably it's built into there as well. That he gave the following answer, which I think is certainly MS, but I'd like to give another answer as well. The answer of Shimon Frohl Hirsch is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a dependency, namely you can't do without another person, then you are not allowed to ask for a salary when the person has no other way of getting to his goal except via you. And therefore, just like we could not learn Torah had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taught it to us, so also, we can't be our own judges, and we can't be our own Eidim, and we cannot be Metaher ourselves. The Torah says you have to have someone from the outside be your judge. You have to have someone from the outside be your aid. You have to have someone from the outside be Mazeh on you, the Mei Para Aduma. Then you can be Tahor. Then you can be judged. Then we follow the Eidus. But you can't do it on your own. And that which you can't do on your own, you're not allowed to ask for money in order to do it. You can't ask money for something that you're needed. But to be a Mohel, you could learn Mila. To be a Sofer Stam, you could learn how to be a Sofer. To be a Shochet, you could learn. It's more convenient for you to use someone else. Okay, so pay him for his time. So pay him for the fact that he spent time learning and you didn't. But no matter how much you try, you can't be your own Dayan. And no matter how much you would want to, you can't be your own witness and you can't be metaher yourself. So that which is necessarily a dependence, you can't ask for money. The Torah expects you to do it for being a Jew. I'm a Jew and someone else needs me, I'm going to do it for him. But if someone doesn't need me, but I'm more convenient for him, for that I can ask for money. That's what Shimon Shneur Frohl Hirsch says, and I think it's MS. But I want to offer another possible answer based on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that perhaps what we can't take money for is behaving like God. If we want to behave like God, we can't take money. And God is Hu HaDayan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hu HaEid. And we have a Mishnah at the end of Yuma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Mi Metaher Eschem, Avichem Sheba Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metaher Tmeim. So if we want to be a Dayan, if we want to be an aid, if we want to be Metayer Tmeim, we want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to rise above ourselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a teacher. HaMelamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. So if we want to be a teacher, it means that we want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's above, that's already Me'ein Olam Haba, for that we can't expect money. So if you think about it, whether it's the explanation of Rav Shimon Shneur Frohl Hirsch, or the one that I was thinking of, both of them put the teacher in a very, very special position. What it means is, according to Rav Shimon Shneur Frohl Hirsch, is that no one can learn without a Malamed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built a dependency on a teacher in order to have a student. There can't be a Moshe Kibbel Torah Mistina Masar LeYoshua without having a Rebbe Talmud relationship. It can't go with a computer. It can't go with an MP3. It can't go with a book. You need a living teacher. You need someone who is going to be looking at you in the eye, who is going to be able to ask you a question. You need a teacher who's going to look at a student and see he doesn't understand, even if he's too bashful to say that he doesn't understand, or even if he's too much of a Baal Gaifa to say he doesn't understand. But my nafkamina, you have to be sensitive. A teacher has to be sensitive to his student. And the teacher should think, what mashal can I give? What example could I give that would impart this message to him? That's something that can't be done via a technology. no matter how much perhaps you can save money on day school education by putting in technology, but it's not going to create a Moshe Kibel Torah Misina, Yomasar Yoshua, Yoshua is a Kenim, but the Kenim, the Knesset Sagdola, that, I left out the Nevi'im, I'm sorry. That is something that that requires a one-on-one. And the moment it requires a one-on-one, then Mahu Afata. Then, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Bechinam, so also we have to teach Bechinam. But secondly, how often do we have the opportunity of being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A Dayim, right? Hashem Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, an aid. Hu Ha'aid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the witness to everything that occurs throughout human history. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Metaher, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Malami Torah La'amo Yisrael. It gives us the opportunity to express our Tzelem Elohim in the most meaningful manner. There are many, many meaningful manners. Being a husband is meaningful. Being a father is meaningful. But being a Rebbe is the most meaningful. Mahu af ata. Just as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Malami Torah Lamo Yisrael, so also a Rebbe has that opportunity. And so it's a tremendous privilege and it's a tremendous responsibility. So just to try and summarize what we spoke about, both in terms of Chovas HaTalmidim and in terms of Hachsharas HaAvreichim, that in Yirtz Hashem, this summer, try and bring your Talmidim, which of course means also bring ourselves, to a sense of being Sameach B'chelkenu and having Shifos simultaneously. That combination is what Rachel saw in Rabbi Akiva, and that combination created a Rabbi Akiva. Without that, we have a Korach O Aleinu. Without that, we have a Bilam, or we have an Atzlan, and or Bullock, and or an Atzlan, and just not getting anywhere. A. B. That we should realize that opportunity to teach someone is a responsibility. He's dependent upon us. There's no other way he's going to get to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he can get. There's no other way of growing and learning except for having a Rebbe, A. And B, mamish, we're stepping into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shoes, that we are behaving in a manner of mahu af ata, in the ultimate sense of being melamei Torah. Mir Hashem, you should have bracha v'hatzlacha in your learning, in your teaching, in your growth, in your promoting growth. And Mir Hashem, we should all be zocha liros shchina be'eretz Yisrael, both via our learning and b'mheira v'yameinu, בזמן משיח צדקנו שיבנה בית המקדש מהרה בימינו.
Thank you very much, Miller, for the beautiful, inspiring words. I want to thank the Rabbi Josh Brolos, who's with us as well, also, and thank him for the sponsorship of tonight's Malava Malka on behalf of Yeshiva University. Also, Rabbi Frohlich is, of course, here. If any guys want to speak about, if you're here now throughout the year, or any issues with YU that you want to discuss with him, please feel free to do so. We're going to make our way over. They already began the Malava Malka and the Chadar Ochel together with Shlomo Katz and Rabbi Mordechai Berg. They're there also.